Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. To be a Christian implies both a faith or belief in Christ our Redeemer and a commitment to follow God's will. In his epistle, St. Paul emphasizes both justification through faith and a sanctified life. To the Colossians 1:10, for example, Paul refers to Christian knowledge and adds, that you might walk worthy of the Lord. This morning, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we shall consider the theme, walking with God, using the example of Enoch in our text. We shall consider this theme, walking with God, first as an honor, secondly as a responsibility, and finally as leading to a blessed end. Walking with God, what an honor. Enoch is the grandfather of Noah, who built the ark and was saved from the flood. Enoch is the father of Methuselah, the world's oldest man, who reached the ripe age of 969 years. Enoch knew Adam, the man who had been made in the image of God. In fact, Enoch was over 300 years old when Adam died. No doubt, Enoch had spent many an hour listening to Adam describing the treasures of paradise before the fall and repeating the glorious promise of a Savior and of salvation, which God had made immediately after Adam and Eve had sinned. What a privilege and honor to have lived at that time when he could walk and talk with Adam, Methuselah, Noah, and other great men of God. However, our text doesn't say a word about that. It says simply, Enoch walked with God. This was his great privilege and honor. Enoch was a friend and associate of him who made Adam and Eve and all the greats of all ages. When the President of the United States comes to a city, some people drive hundreds of miles just so they can say they have seen him in person. When Henry Ford Sr. was still alive, a visitor to Greenfield Village accidentally met this great industrialist. The visitor asked for permission to take a picture of his son walking with Henry Ford. When that boy grew up, he proudly displayed this picture to his children and grandchildren, still rejoicing over the privilege of walking with one of the greats. Yes, we feel honored when we can walk and associate with so-called important people. Question. What is more important? To associate and hobnob with the greats of this world, or to walk with God as Enoch did? Is there anyone greater than God who is the giver of health and wealth, jobs and industry, the land and the sea, even life and eternity? Is anyone greater than he who in love for sinful man gave his son in order that everyone might have the opportunity of returning to paradise? Some of the earthly greats don't even wish our association. But wonder of wonders, God does. He even wants us to call him our Father. It was Jesus himself who taught us to pray our Father who art in heaven. Let's keep our heads up and walk erect with joy in our hearts. We are this world's most honored people. Maybe not some of a president, governor, or millionaire, but sons of God. Many people are will to receive one invitation, for example, to have dinner at a governor's mansion. As sons of God, we have a standing invitation to attend our Lord's Supper frequently. Yet walking with God is an honor. Walking with God, what a great responsibility. Those who walk with great men must conduct themselves decently, for their conduct reflects upon the leaders. The members of the president's staff indulge in illegal practices. This reflects upon and involves the president. When people who call themselves God's children or Christians live in public sin, this may reflect upon God. Walking with God is a great responsibility. Amos, one of the Old Testament prophets, asked, can two walk together except they be agreed? Walking with God means according to His will and His commandments. That's what Enoch did. He didn't run ahead of God. He didn't lag behind. Step by step, he tried to walk with God. Then, as now, there were people who felt no need for God. But Enoch knew that food, clothing, shelter, strength, health, spouse, children, rain, sunshine, all good things come from God. He received them with prayer and thanksgiving. Enoch walked with God. Then, as now, some lived in rebellion against God's commandments. They felt no need for a Savior. In one sense, the Pharisees didn't have their origin in the days of Christ. They had always been Pharisees, people who felt that they were better than others and had no need to plead for mercy or forgiveness from God. But Enoch knew that he fell far short of being what God was, far short of perfect kindness, perfect love, or perfect obedience. Enoch knew that his only hope in salvation was the Messiah promised to Adam. Enoch was with God. He took to heart the promise of a Savior as related to him by Adam. In every age, there have been people who, like Enoch, have walked with God. And the reason for it? They first walked with Christ down the dusty old streets of Jerusalem to a little mount called Calvary. Anyone who has ever taken that walk in sincerity and truth, conscious that the agony on Calvary was for his salvation, feels a deep compulsion to walk with God. Walking with God is what a blessed end. Before we take a walk with anyone, it's a good idea to ask where he is going. The important thing is the journey's end. Since Enoch walked with God, there was never any question where his journey would end. Our text puts it briefly. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. The writer to the Hebrews explains more fully when he says, by faith.